Hello, everyone. This is the 40 is the End podcast, and I am your host, Kat Branch. I am so glad that you stopped by. Every week, I post a show about three of our core areas, faith, family, or fitness, with interviews from inspiring women and segments about how I'm navigating my 40s. As a 43-year young woman, I am just now beginning to embrace the true essence of who I am and allowing the world to be a part of the journey. Feel free to join us every week as we embark upon a new beginning of life over 40 and beyond. And remember, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, especially with a cup of coffee. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Kat, from the 40 is the End podcast. I hope you are doing well today. Very excited, as always, to come in and talk to you guys this week. I hope you've been enjoying your week. I hope you've been being productive, starting something new, working on accomplishing your goals, maybe, maybe not. Well, that's what I want to talk about today. Accomplishing your goals over the age of 40. And so there's some steps that I think we need to take when we are a little bit more seasoned than our younger counterparts. However, really many of these things are in line with what everyone should be doing. Sometimes though, as we get older, we get stuck in a rut and we get stuck in life and our responsibilities. And regardless of your responsibilities, yes, we do have many more responsibilities that we had when we were young, but our life should be filled with excitement and fulfilling our dreams that we've had. And there is nothing wrong with going after the things that you want over 40. And again, like I always say, that's what the 40 is the End podcast is about. I focus on faith, family, fitness, because I believe that those are all things that have helped me. Not that every day I'm right there in that place of the good life or feeling like, oh, this is an amazing life, but I'm always working towards being better. And that's what life is all about. Every day, waking up, being better, being excited to seize the day, do something new, be great, share love, share excitement. So coming in again today to talk about some steps that have helped me to accomplish my goals as I'm moving, well, over 40, not moving into, but over 40. And the first thing I would say would be for me was that I decided what it was that I wanted. As you know, I am right now training for a marathon, and there are many things that I have to do in order to accomplish that goal. I have to train. I have to make sure I'm mindful of my nutrition, but I'm going a little bit too deep, too fast, giving too much detail, but decide what you want. What are your goals? I decided that I wanted to start a podcast. Or I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I was listening to all these different podcasts, but I just was stuck. And a lot of you know that I've done a lot of work from the inside out. And through that work, it has opened me up to see who I was really created to be. And so a podcast was one of the things that I wanted to start. I wanted to be healthy, and that required me losing some weight. I wanted to start back running again. I wanted to be mentally fit. And so there were things that I knew that I wanted, and I had to decide what those things were. And if those are the things that I say that I want, then I have to take steps to obviously to complete those things. But again, step one, decide what you want. What is it that you want? Think about it. Spend some time. And you might not even know what you want. And you know, and in some cases, you have said, well, Lord, show me what the desires of my heart are. What is it that I enjoy? What do I like doing? What would I do? People say, what is something that you would do for free that you are really passionate about? And figure out how you can incorporate that thing in your life, because it is possible. The second thing would be to surround yourself with people who are doing what you are trying to do. And so that would be forming relationships with people that are doing with what you doing what you're trying to do. For me, it was getting a trainer, a marathon trainer, someone who runs consistently. That has been something that I've been doing. Also, I follow fitness pages on Instagram, on Facebook, on different social media platforms. I surround myself with people who have been overweight or are overweight and have similar interests that I have. With the podcast, I follow people who also have podcasts. I follow other content creators. I have to build my network. I have to build my network in the areas where there is something that I want to do. Because obviously, if I have no experience in these areas, that's not to say that I shouldn't go after it. But it is to say that I should surround myself with people that are doing the things that I'm interested in doing. Because a lot of times, when you are starting something new, it's very, very hard to get the courage to really go forth. I mean, even now, I critique a lot of times when I go back and listen to my podcast, I will critique what it is that I hear when I'm talking. Sometimes I smack. It sounds like I'm drinking water and it annoys me to no end. However, I am focused on that particular weakness or thing that I don't like so that I can produce a better sound in my podcast. And I do that again by even surrounding myself with, like I said before, people that are doing the things that I'm doing and also seeking out systems that will help to help what the dream is that I'm after to make it better, because I can't do that by myself. I can get started, but we also have other people that are out here that are there to assist us in accomplishing our goals and helping, you know, if I wanted to see to take part in a Toastmasters, or if I wanted to reach out to a speech coach, or you know, something of that nature. So always be mindful of those people that you surround yourself with, and specifically eliminating, again, surrounding ourselves with positive people who are doing the things that we want to do. Also, surrounding ourselves with a network of people who can help us to perfect our craft. And thirdly, removing negative relationships, specifically people who think you can't do it what you say you're going to do. Because here's the thing, as we get older, we sometimes can believe or buy into this idea that, again, I can't do this. And that's already in your mind. You may already be feeling like, I can't do this. So you daggone sure don't need people around you that say, what are you trying to do? Are you crazy? You're too old to be. No. Eliminate those people from the conversation. Now, obviously, these may be people that are, you know, close to you. And, you know, granted, I mean, I don't want to say granted, you can eliminate whoever you want to if you want to be completely real, but you definitely need to eliminate the conversations that you're having with them about the goals and the dreams that you wish to attain. So again, surround yourself with people who are doing what you are trying to do, who can also lift you up, who will also help you to perfect your craft, and eliminating those folks that are just negative and can't do anything, that can't do anything or say anything beneficial to assist you in reaching that goal. The third step would be to organize. You have to organize. You have to plan the goals that you have set forth. Because here's the thing, when I think right now in terms of everything that I have going on in my life, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm an employee. You have to set yourself up for failure. I was riding this morning to work, and I work, my hours are 8 to 5, and so the bus is supposed to come at 6:57 a.m., right? So I'm in an area in where it's a suburban area, but it is very, very populated. And so there is an enormous amount of traffic that I'm sure that people experience throughout the world. However, the bus is supposed to come at 6:57 a.m. The bus comes at 7:20. So when the bus comes at 7:20, that means what? There's more traffic. And as I'm riding, finally the bus comes, my son gets on the bus, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, I gotta figure out what I can do to adjust my schedule. I had already planned to, I work from home 2 days a week in the afternoon. So I go in for 4 hours and then I work from home in the afternoon 2 days a week for 4 hours. However, after today's hiccup, because I had to switch my days to work from home, last year it was Tuesday and Wednesday. This year I've had to move it to Monday and Wednesday because my son wanted to ride the school bus. So, because my husband works from home Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, I said, okay, I'll switch my days to Mondays and Wednesdays. And that way, somebody, one of us is home when he gets off the school bus. So, what I did was, as I again getting back to this morning and the late arrival of the school bus, the traffic was horrendous. It took me 40 minutes to probably go 5 miles, if that. So what I decided to do was, I said, okay, this is what my plan was, but at this point in time, I'm most likely going to have to consider adjusting even that plan. So although I don't want to work later, I'm going to have to adjust my schedule because here's the thing. I don't want to spend unnecessary time, valuable time that I can utilize to be doing something productive sitting in traffic if I don't have to. So what I've decided to do is rather than, I'd already told my boss, we'd agreed upon it, I'm going to change my days to this week. Now I'm going to go back. And when I meet, we have a weekly meeting every week. I'm going to go back to her tomorrow to say, I think I need to adjust my schedule again. What I think I'm going to do is I'm going to work from home a full day on Mondays. And then on Wednesdays, I'll come in later and work maybe, say, from 10 to 6 or what have you. And then, too, that even gives me more time because my team tends to have an open door policy, so they like to draw from me a lot. So on those late days that I come in, when they're gone, I can still be there working, preparing for the next day. So it really will be a win-win situation. And so those Wednesdays, I'll get my mother to help me out and be here to be at the bus stop to get him when he gets off. So when there are goals that we're trying to accomplish over 40, I'm just sharing with you my example for what I'm looking to do to accommodate my plan. And then also another way that me modifying that schedule will do is I run on Mondays and Wednesdays. So it is an excellent idea to go ahead and work from home a full day because then I can possibly run a little later. I can go run after he goes to the bus stop. I can on Mondays and Wednesdays, if I don't want to get up early, I'm allowing myself more of a window to be able to go out and to fulfill my commitment of running on Mondays and Wednesdays by working from home on Monday and extending my start time on Wednesday. So organize, plan. I prepare the night before. Sometimes I'm so exhausted and so tired after a long day. But what I find, even on those days when I know, like last night, I knew I was running this morning. I'm recording this on a Wednesday. I knew I was going to run this morning. So I prepared my son's lunch the night before. I try to iron the clothes, have in my mind what it is that I'm going to wear, lie my clothes out, do everything that I can so that I have the time that I need to fulfill my goal of training for this marathon so that I am not rushing and crazy and disorganized for the rest of my day because whatever you do in the morning sets the tone for your day. So I have to prepare the night before. Preparing the night before is so key, especially when you have young children. Preparing the night before is key. And I could go on and on about this organization and planning. I don't have a solid plan. I'm still, like I said, modifying and making adjustments, but I will definitely come back to share once I have a full, if, obviously, if people are interested, if I have a full plan and schedule, even when it comes to not only from fitness, but working, like I said, fitness, home management, all these different things. We have so many, again, getting back to responsibilities, we have so many responsibilities that we have to fulfill. And we have to make sure that the only way you can do it is organized, because immediately, again, as you're older, you have a lot more responsibilities, and your goals and your dreams you will immediately push to the back burner if it starts to become overwhelming. So in order to you'll be overwhelmed anyway, just because, like I've said before, anytime you have a goal, you're gonna have resistance, and there's gonna be some sacrifices that you have to make. But to minimize the effects of those things, or really feeling that, you have to do as much as you can to prepare, so that you have the opportunity to, that so that you set yourself up to be successful. The fourth step in accomplishing your goals over 40 would be to remove distractions. Let me take a pause here, y'all. Because your girl can be distracted. I am a dreamer. I am a dreamer. I'm a daydreamer. I like bright, shiny things. I can be distracted by Instagram. I can be distracted by conversations. I can be distracted by my own, what's the word I'm looking for? The pessimism inside of me. I can be distracted by many different things. I could be distracted by, I mean, whatever. It's just like if you see a horse and they have those blinders on the horses when they're like, we have them every now and again downtown, and they have the horses with the again, the blinders on. The reason that they have those blinders on is so the horse does not become distracted, because and what those distractions can be, especially having those horses in a metropolitan area, are cars and people, and those cars can scare the horses, or they can just be distracted by them, driving by. And that's the same type of way that we should operate, when we're trying to accomplish our goals. No, there's nothing wrong with social media. There's nothing wrong with having fun. There's nothing wrong. And I'm talking about, I have games on my phone. A game in particular on my phone. What becomes wrong with that thing is when it becomes a distraction. If you're doing that when you could be doing something else, then that's a problem, especially when you say, this is what I want to do. Well, if you want to do that, then you got to eliminate it. There's a time and a place for everything. And maybe what you can do is build in some downtime. Build in some downtime where you move away from responsibilities and doing this and doing that and being busy, and build in that downtime. Because obviously, I don't have it here. But a part of being able to accomplish your goals is making sure that you take care of yourself. That's a big thing. Self-care. Self-care could be, I just want to chill and do something mindless for about 15, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever the time frame is that, works for you. Build that as in as a part of your self-care, but make sure that whatever the distraction, if it's a distraction that's limiting you from accomplishing what it is you say you want to do, and it's consistently doing that, you might need to even consider eliminating that thing altogether for a period of time, or just altogether, so that you can do what it is that you say you want to do. For a long time, I completely turned off Facebook. Because number one, it was a distraction for me. And I'm not one of these people to say, oh, I'm going off social media and you got to make an announcement. No, I knew what I needed to do for Cat. And it didn't matter what anybody else thought about it, so I didn't have to make an announcement about it. I just did it. And It was the best thing that I could have done. So now in coming back, I'm able to better manage, how I utilize Facebook, how I utilize, I can do better with Instagram. But as I continue to grow, and now what I'm seeing too is that I'm using them for 40 is the end. I'm using them for Fat Girl to Athlete. I'm posting positivity, posting things that are encouraging, even watching those people that are encouraging as well. One thing I wanted to mention too is that mention that I hear a lot is that people are, and I have done this too, if there's someone or something on that you follow that really makes you feel maybe negatively about yourself, or that you should be doing something that maybe you really shouldn't even been do be doing. It's like we see a lot of the highlight reels that we talked about before. You see a lot of highlights of what people are doing on social media. And are those things true? Well, I really don't care whether they're true or not. All I want to do is fulfill what it is that I know I should be doing. So rather than worry about that, I know that, okay, if this is a distraction for me, I might need to even delete, remove certain people, if I feel like, oh, I should be doing what they're doing. No, I need to stay in my lane and do what it is that I'm supposed to be doing for my content and what I am creating. So again, remove distractions. And you know what those distractions are. You absolutely, TV, gossip, all of that. We know what distractions are. And if it's something, again, that's taking you away from either accomplishing your goals, remove it. The fifth thing is adjust for life. I kind of put that in organizing and planning. You have to adjust for life. Like I said, traffic is ridiculous and it drives me nuts. Like I do not like traffic. I don't think anybody likes traffic, actually, though. Do you? But anyway, you have to adjust for life. Things are gonna come up. I'm gonna adjust my work schedule. I'm going to this morning I was out running. My marathon trainer told me to run 3 miles. I had a certain plan how I was supposed to attack this objective this morning. And I got to 2.8 miles, was finished feeling good, and it started raining hard. And I was gonna push through, but I thought, no, it's gonna start pouring, and I do not wanna be soaking wet. And furthermore, in Florida, you know that we are the lightning capital of the world. You do not wanna be out in Florida and it's raining and you hear thunder in the distance running. So I happily turned around and I said that 0.2 mile, I'll have to get it on Saturday when I go back out for a run. So you gotta adjust for life. Things are gonna come up. You gotta have a backup plan. You can't be so rigid. You gotta find a way. There's a saying, I think it's Clark Atlanta University that has a saying, if you can't find a way, you gotta make one. So make a way, make an adjustment when things happen that deter you, because it's gonna happen. It's going to happen. My former pastor, who is deceased, Pastor Gregory Poe, used to say, I will not quit, therefore I cannot be defeated. I had a brain freeze. I will not quit, therefore I cannot be defeated. I will not quit. I will not quit, y'all. You should not quit. It does not matter how old you are. You could be 60, 70, 80, 90. You should always, as long as we have life, we should be going after the things that we want. We should still, just because you're retired, it does not mean that you should stop living. That should be the beginning of your life, because now you have all the time in the world to live how you want to live, to get up every day and do what you want to do, not what other people want you to do. But do what you want to do, even as a retiree. But again, it doesn't matter how old you are. Go after the dreams and the goals that you have, because I'm going after it. I am going after it. I know there are things that I want to accomplish that I have not even realized yet, and I will make sure that I'm prepared to do that. But if things come up, that deter and may even distract me for a minute. I have to adjust for it. I have to adjust for it. And the last thing I wanted to say in the sixth step for accomplishing your goals over 40 is have fun. Have fun. You know, everything does not have to be serious. I tend to have a serious bend to me at times. And everything is not that serious. I tend to analyze things too much. I tend to think too long and hard about things that really aren't that, shouldn't take that much time. So I've really been getting into making decisions and making decisions quickly about things because I should be, this should be a fun process. Podcasting, having 40 Is the End podcast, working on the Fat Girl to Athlete, Instagram page and sharing that content as I, transform and do this training for this marathon. These things should be fun. They're difficult. I'm not saying that they're easy. It's difficult, it's doable, and it's fun. And so make sure you're having fun while you're going after those things. Find fun. Don't be so rigid. Relax. Relate, like Whitley used to say on Different World for my folks. That love Different World because oh, I love Different World. Remember Whitley used to say, relax, relate, release. Relax, relate, release. But while you're relaxing, relating, and releasing, don't forget about your goals. Move forward, eliminate distractions, organize, adjust for life, surround yourself with the people and the resources that you need to go after your goals. You know what you want. You know, I said the first step was decide what you want, but deep down inside, you know what it is that you want. You just have to believe that you can do it. You know, 2 years ago, I did not believe that I was going to be where I am here with the podcast. And do you know what? People actually listen to this podcast. People actually listen to the podcast. And I'm grateful for that because I stepped out on faith. I did what I knew I was supposed to be doing. And the funniest thing about this as I round out the this podcast for tonight is that I've been talking to myself since I was a child. Elementary school, I used to pretend like I was Oprah in my room. So this is not anything new for me. I've always talked to myself, but I'm just glad now I have people to listen. I'm grateful to have this platform to be able to share with you as I grow, transform, and become the best, the absolutely best person that I can be. So thank you again so much for listening. Remember, nothing stops over 40. 40 is not the end. It's simply the beginning. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys next week and cheers to the good life. Bye.